From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. A Russian and Turkish-backed ceasefire in Syria. Syria has announced its forces will begin a nationwide ceasefire beginning at midnight their time, just a few hours from now. As with previous halts in fighting, a deal applies to the Syrian military and the rebels opposing, but not to some other groups. Russia, which backs Syrian President Bashar al-Assad, and Turkey, which supports rebel groups, say they will guarantee the truce. VOA's Daniel Scharf in Moscow now explores the situation that not every organization involved in the battle has signed on to the agreement.
We know that opposition groups, at least initial reports indicating that opposition groups have mostly agreed to join in with the ceasefire. It does not include, however, some of the militant groups such as Islamic State terrorist group, and the group formerly known as the Al-Nusra Front. So there could still be some fighting continuing. Most likely there will be some fighting continuing, regardless of whether most opposition groups or even all of the moderate opposition groups agree to the ceasefire.
Moscow and Ankara have been engaged in intense negotiations over the past couple of weeks. Earlier this month, the two sides brokered an agreement for a ceasefire and evacuation of refugees from the rebel enclave in the Syrian city of Aleppo. Last week, the Turkish, Iranian, and Russian foreign ministers met in Moscow for talks on Syria. Ankara has suggested if the planned Syrian ceasefire does take hold, the Syrian government and opposition groups would be present at a scheduled meeting to be held next month in Kazakhstan. This is VOA News.